Close your eyes and watch your breath. Try to stay steadily with the breath all the way in, all the way out. Breathe in a way that feels good. You can try adjusting it, see if long breathing feels good or short breathing, which feels better, fast or slow, heavy, light, deep or shallow. Find a rhythm of breathing that feels good and try to stay with it, stick with it steadily. The quality of mind we're trying to develop, right concentration, is called jhana. It's related to a verb, jayati, which means to burn with a steady flame. There are lots of different ways fires can burn. We want the fire in your mind to burn with a steady flame so you can read it, like an oil lamp. It's because the flame is steady that you can use it to read with. Most of the time, though, our mind is like a forest fire or a fire, a house on fire. As the Buddha said, the way we were born, we're in one body someplace else, and burning it up. And then we realized we couldn't continue burning it, and we just latched on to the wind, wherever the wind was going to take us. Found another house, started burning that one too. We were lucky that we got a human house this time. But for most of us, our fires in the mind, fires of greed, aversion, and delusion are still burning with flickering flames, flames that are hard to read by, and flames that can go in any direction, totally a victim of the wind. So it's not just when we go from one life to the next, but all the time our minds are burning. You want to make sure that it burns in the right way. If you burn in a steady flame, then again you can see things more clearly. Because forest fires, house fires, they're blind. And when they latch onto the wind, they have no idea where the wind is going. But when the fire is steady, it's not going to latch onto the wind. And then you can see things clearly. You can see where you really want to go. Because when we were born, we had the basic notion that we wanted to find happiness. It wasn't necessarily all that clear, though, and we didn't have that much choice. But when the fire gets steady inside, you see that you have many more choices than you thought of, and you can be more discerning in how you choose which direction you want your life to go. So try to keep this mind that's burning here at a steady flame, so you can read it, so you can direct it. And that way you're safe. You can decide that now that you've got this life, which direction you want to take it. Because life is, we take life without much purpose, aside from the purpose of being happy. But then you have to ask yourself, what kind of happiness do you want? What kind of happiness will be you satisfied? What kind of happiness will be responsible? Again, houses on fire don't have any thoughts about responsibility. They just go where they want to go. You want to look for a happiness that's true to you, and also harmless to yourself, harmless to other people. That requires that you look at your mind really carefully. Find a happiness that's going to be satisfying, a happiness that doesn't harm anybody. And that way you can find purpose in this life. You ask yourself, why was I born? Well, I was born because I wanted to be. But then the question is, now that you've got this life, what do you want to do with it? You've got the choice. You don't know how much longer you're going to have it. When people live to 100 years, we say they have a long life. But 100 years is not all that much. You never know when it's going to end. So you make sure that you do your best to find the right direction right now. So adjust the flame inside your mind, so you can see yourself clearly and be clear about exactly what you really want in life. What's the best goal that you can have? What's the best purpose you can have? You want one that's satisfying, one that will give you something to take with you when you go. A lot of things in life we can't take with us, but we can take the good qualities we develop in the mind. That's where the analogy breaks down. But still, be careful about where you go, where you direct your thoughts, and adjust the flame of your mind so that you can see clearly what you're doing, why you're doing it, and that it's in line with your true purpose in life. That's a life that's worth living.